Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called A Faith That Leads to Emotional Health.
Here's what the Bible says, Ephesians 5, verse 15 and 16. Carefully consider how you live. Carefully consider how you live. So live wisely, not foolishly. Make the most of your time, because these are difficult evil days. Make the most of your time. He says, live wisely. You need to have a routine. Now, when you're stuck at home, it's so easy to slip into sloppiness, okay? Thoughtlessness, thoughtless living without any boundaries, and you end up staying up later than you usually do, and then you sleep in, and you all of the boundaries go out the door. I want you to write this down right now. Okay, write this down. Routine develops resilience. Routine develops resilience. Predictability creates stability. Structure creates steadiness. This is especially important for kids, but it's important for everybody. You need to set and stick with a routine for the duration of this pandemic. Now, a crisis, which we're going through right now, should include what Dr. Bruce Perry calls dosing and spacing. I'm going to explain that a little bit later in a minute, but dosing and spacing are part of a routine. Now, you may need to get creative in carving out a routine. This week, one of my staff pastors shared this idea. He said, you know, Rick, to help me make a better barrier between my work and my home life, because I'm at home the whole time. He said, I've been practicing a 15-minute virtual commute. And I said, what do you mean by that? He says, well, at the end of the day, when I stop work, instead of just going in the house, he says, I go outside and I walk around outside for 15 minutes. And he said, that's my virtual commute. And while I'm walking around outside, I either listen to a podcast or I process the day that I just had. Great idea. Great idea. Set and stick with a routine. That's going to raise your emotional health during this stress time. Okay, here's number four. This is very practical. Ready for this? Write this down. Stop watching so much news. Stop watching so much news, because it's all negative right now. And for your own mental and emotional and spiritual health, you need to monitor your media intake. I know it's easy to get glued to the internet, glued to social media, get glued to the TV, 24-hour news channels. But if you fill your mind with constant images of negative news, and they're just saying the same thing over and over, it's going to deplete your reserves. It's going to raise your stress level. And you don't need to hear the same negative story over and over and over. That's what Dr. Bruce Perry calls flocking. In other words, where you watch a story on one channel and then you switch the channel to watch it again and else, and then you switch it again to watch it be told again, as if you're looking for reinforcement. You see, the Bible has a lot to say about focusing on what's helpful, not on what's stressful. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23, he said this, "Your eye is the lamp of your body. If your vision is good, your whole being will be full of light. But if you're focused on the bad, your life will be full of darkness." Here's the point. I want you to write this down. Okay, write this down. What I see is what I become. What I see is what I become. And if you become a news junkie during this pandemic, you're adding stress to your life. You're not reducing stress watching the news. You're adding stress. You've heard me say before, if you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. If you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. You know, if I were to ask you, how many of you believe everything you read on the internet or see? None of you would say that. If I said, how many of you believe everything you hear and watch on TV? None of you would say that. If I said, how many of you believe everything in the Bible? You'd all raise your hands. Why do we spend more time reading and watching what we don't believe than what we do? You know, 50, 60 years ago, the computer industry came up with a little phrase, GIGO, G-I-G-O. And if you're old enough to remember this, it meant garbage in, garbage out. The computer can only give you what data you put into it. You put garbage data in, you're going to get it out. Proverbs 15, verse 14 says this, the New Living Translation. A wise person is hungry for truth, while the fool feeds on trash. Have you ever fed on trash? Oh, yeah. There are a lot of channels of trash out there and social media and the internet and everywhere else. By the way, let me give you a good verse for social media. It's Psalm 119:37. Here's what it says. It's a prayer. Keep me from paying attention to what is worthless. Wow, what a verse. Keep me from paying attention to what is worthless. Is that next TikTok video really worth your time? Okay, why not replace it with something more positive, something more relaxing? I love this bird that's up here. Something more relaxing. Read a book, play a game, do a puzzle, start a hobby, listen to birds, go bird watching. Anything besides watching the news. You see, this time of staying at home is really a great time to begin some new family habits or to restore some old family habits that were good and you stopped them. For instance, what if every family restored family meals together? We'd come out of this pandemic with a whole lot stronger families and marriages. Or what if you started a family game night? How much would that help in building relationship with kids or grandkids? You know, one person this last week wrote me, he said, you know, Rick, we're watching Sunday worship service together on our TV screen as a family. And then we reinstituted Sunday dinner together in our family. I like that one. Let's all reinstitute Sunday dinner together as a family. Great idea. Another family with grown children wrote me and they said, you know, Pastor Rick, we watch the Sunday service together in our own homes because all our kids are grown. They're in their own homes. But immediately afterward, we get on a Zoom call together and we discuss it. What a great idea. So ask yourself, what good habits could we start or what good habits could we restore during this time? It's a time for change. Okay, number five. This is a big one too. For your emotional health, schedule a daily connection with the people I love. You need to schedule a daily connection with the people you love. You need to stay connected to your community. You know, all of our campuses at Saddleback, we're doing a together Tuesday where we get together just to see each other. It's not a Bible study. It's a time to just fellowship. because you need to schedule time to be connected to the people you love during this pandemic. I want you to write this down. I refill my cup by connecting with the people I love. That's just a flat out fact. I refill my emotional, my spiritual cup by reconnecting with the people that I love. Now, how should you do this? Well, the best way, of course, is technology that allows you to see them. So if you use Zoom or you use Skype or you use FaceTime, where you can actually see their faces, that's best because so much of our connection is body language. You could just do old school and call them up, phone, call them up on the phone. Another way is to bring back the lost art of note writing. Writing notes, what if you did that? That's so out of season today that people are, it's like a gift when you get a handwritten note from somebody. You know, many of our campuses are right now handwriting letters to all their members of their campus. And they're actually, South Bay campus is writing 25,000 letters right now going out to the community, hand addressing, hand stamping them. That's not a new idea. Of course, we started Saddleback with it, but before that, did you know that when Paul, the Apostle Paul, 2,000 years ago, was quarantined, and when he was isolated in a Roman prison, and he was literally chained to a Roman guard 24 hours a day, that means no privacy. How'd you like to be chained to a Roman guard 24 hours a day and in prison? Zero privacy. Do you know how Paul used his time of isolation? He wrote encouraging letters to his friends. And the result? We got this, the New Testament. 14 of those letters that Paul wrote to friends are in the New Testament. And at least 3 more are mentioned in the New Testament that we don't have. So obviously letter writing is a good idea. It lasted 2,000 years. You might try that to stay in connection with your family and your friends and the people you love. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. I love this in the Message paraphrase. Says this: speak encouraging words to each other. That's what you want to do when you connect with people. Speak encouraging, not discouraging, encouraging words to each other. Build up hope. That's what you want to do. Build up hope so you'll all be together in this with no one left out. Using phones, using letters, using cards, using social media, using the internet, using Zoom. He says, okay, you'll all be together in this with nobody left out and no one left behind. Paul says, I know you're already doing this, just keep on doing it. And I would encourage you to do that. Now, I want to share with you right now some of the latest research on recharging your brain when stress has drained your reserves. And we now know that for the brain, meaningful experiences that refresh you and recharge you, they don't have to be really long. Listen really closely. A meaningful experience to recharge somebody's brain, to encourage them, to lift their spirit, it doesn't have to be a long call. Your brain really only needs seconds to feel the effect of encouragement. So when I'm saying call people, I'm not saying a 15-minute call. A 1 or 2 minute call does wonders for regulating people. In fact, most of the benefit of a call, like a FaceTime or anything like that, comes in the first 30 seconds when you connect with somebody just to encourage them. Just the fact that you called is the encouragement. This next week, I want to ask you to intentionally connect with 3 or 4 people that you love every day, just to encourage them. It doesn't have to be long. It could be a minute phone call. Contact them, 3 or 4 people you love every day, and then encourage them to contact 3 or 4 other people. If we all did this, we could start a wave of love that would grow exponentially. Now, I'm going to stop with just the first 5 of these 10 COVID commandments because we're out of time. I'm going to share the second 5 next week. So you want to come back and make sure you get all 10 because they're all very, very important. But before we close, I want to go back to the very first commandment, which was show grace to myself and others. You can't do that unless you have experienced the grace of God yourself. Gracious people are people who have felt graced by others. Forgiven people are more forgiving of others. And people who are merciful are those who have been shown the most mercy. The reason why a lot of people have a hard time showing grace to themselves and showing grace to others is they've never felt the grace of God. If you don't feel that God loves you, that God accepts you, that God has forgiven you, that God has shown you grace, you're going to be harder on yourself than you ought to be, and you're going to be harder on others too. So the starting point for all of these first five is to experience the grace of God. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, it is by grace that we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, so no one can boast about it. God does everything in you, for you, to you, and through you, because he loves you and because of his grace. It's not something you work for. It's not something you earn. It's not something you deserve. You need a Savior. All five of these first commandments that I've given you cannot be done simply in the power of the flesh. You have to rely on the grace of God. Have you received the grace of God? Have you accepted God's grace and forgiveness and mercy for all of your life? Jesus Christ came to earth and died on the cross to pay for every sin you've ever committed so you don't have to pay for them. And what I want to do now is what we always do at the end of every service. And that is the first thing is we recommit our lives to Christ. Maybe this will be the first time you've ever opened your life to Jesus Christ. So I'm going to lead in a prayer right now. And if you have never felt the grace of God in your life, you've never felt the love and the forgiveness and mercy of God, why don't you say this prayer with me? Will you bow your heads right now? Just say something like this. And if you're by yourself, just pray it aloud. Say, "Dear God, I need to understand and feel your grace." Just say that. "Dear God, I need to understand and feel your grace. Thank you for loving me even when I didn't know you. Thank you for caring for me before I even knew about you. And dear God, I'm asking you to show me your grace and your mercy in my time of need. I can't make these changes in my own life without you. So Jesus Christ, as much as I know how, I'm asking you to come into my life and change me by grace. I'm putting my faith in your goodness and your grace and your love. And I humbly ask this in Jesus' name. Amen." Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord. And you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. At a time when the coronavirus has millions of people worldwide isolated and dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is of paramount importance. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out with the love of God during this unprecedented time in history. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to Daily Hope. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, one of the ways I try to help reinforce the lessons that I teach on this broadcast is to offer daily devotionals that are based on the same lessons that I teach here. Did you know that over 1 million people subscribe to the Daily Hope devotionals? And if you're not getting them, I encourage you to sign up for this tool and resource too. If you haven't already got it, you're missing out. They're free, and they're delivered right to your inbox every morning. I'll just email them to you, or you can find them on the web at PastorRick.com. Now, many of you have asked that we provide these devotionals in a book format. So you know what? I asked my team to pull together 365 of the best daily devotionals, and we printed them in a book. And you can use this Daily Hope devotional book, it's an entire year's worth of devotions, as part of your quiet time, and it will allow you to meditate on a single scripture every day and to reflect on what it means. Now, I know you're going to be blessed by this resource, and it's also going to be something you could use as a meaningful gift to share with a family or a friend or a neighbor. This Daily Hope devotional is going to be available exclusively through Daily Hope and through the PastorRick.com store. You can't get this devotional anywhere else at any bookstore. You've got to get it directly from us because we want to be in contact with you.
Go to PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000 and to receive your copy of Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 2 days left to get your copy of this study resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.